IPC item, right?
Okay, that concludes all of the electees, right?
Right.
Okay, now we're going to the agenda item, public comment.
Okay. I was keeping two stacks, one for the IPC and the other for public comment.
Well, yes, that would be fine. But I think we need to establish clearly how much time each speaker now gets in public comment.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 speakers.
Seven
for the IPC.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Is there general agreement? You go ahead, sure.
But can we make sure that the speakers who are going to speak to the IPC come first?
That would be fine. This is really germane, IPC. So if we're speaking to the IPC discussion, let's have those speakers go first. And we're going to ask the timekeeper to identify 30 seconds remaining. You have 2 minutes. First speaker, who is the first speaker?
I don't know, Louise, Bernie, and Fred. Please come.
Please.
The most important part of this decision to establish the IPC is that as soon as possible it become a permanent program council, that it reaches out to all of the communities so that community leaders be involved in this process, not the same old people that we always come to the same meetings, and that it actually reaches out so that it can draw from the community and not dictate to the community. So that is very, very important to do. One of the major changes that KPSK did and this was to expand the Spanish programming. The Spanish programming was expanded without giving it any support. Okay, it was just, okay, you are going to be on the air next week, ready or not. And that was the wrong way to do it. Okay, we have requested that it would take at least 3 months before we go on the air. That was never listened to, so that we would create the proper structure so that people would go on the air. What has happened now is that we have a Spanish programming that is not united, in addressing the needs of the different Spanish-speaking communities in the area. Now, we saw something that happened right before this fund drive. Somehow, from management came an order that all of Spanish programming was going to be preempted. Okay, that was a very bad decision, and the program council needs to get involved in that. Okay, up to now, we need to create the proper bodies so that all of these things can be vetted, all the ideas can be shared in advance before people make unilateral decisions about preempting some programming that is vital for people, especially if you want to get new listeners and you want to give them a voice and a vote. If you preempt it, obviously they're not going to be subscribing. So that is very important. Please.
Thank you.
Luis Garcia. I want to preface my statement on the IPC with this short sentence. This board at the first meeting voted to take listener comments before any motions are voted upon. This was not done today. It's a contradiction, and I urge the board to at least make the effort to take a vote to change that rule today. If you're so inclined, I would appreciate it if you would remain and follow that vote rather than changing it. Okay, now my comment on the IPC is that I heard the word Balkanization used. You know, we're not in the Balkans. It has a negative connotation when you start talking about diversity in KPFK, and that implies some sort of division. We are not about dividing the community of KPFK. We want everyone to be included. But as a member of the Chicano and Chicano community, I am again asserting our rights as a community to the participation that is required by domestic and international law, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Article 27 of the United Nations Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which mandate that Chicano and Chicano communities have priority and representation on KPFK. And I want to thank those members of the board who listened to my comments and responded to my request to have this LSV take a vote and pass the motion that I made at the local advisory board and was adopted 3 times, and 3 times It was not taken to the national board as the national rep was instructed to do, and I'm asking this board to please do that as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I want to, this is Bernie Eisenberg, and I want to second Luis's remarks about having listener comments before important board votes are taken. I think it's committed, I think this board and verbally committed itself to doing that, and they did not do that. If you want to isolate yourself from the listener community, then you're doing fine to continue what you're doing, but I think you have to change the method of operation. Now, I want to read from Article 7, Section 3.G of the bylaws. This is specific powers and duties of the LSB. To work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of listeners, demographic, and communities, geographic, served by the station. And that station policies and procedures for making programming changes and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. Previous speakers have made that point before, that you're to work with management. These are really two bulleted points that you're to work with management on. And the more important to me is that you work for a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner. That's what I think is really critical for this board to ensure. So with respect to the IPC, we've had a couple of other speakers who talked about the independence of the, that the I should be changed from interim to independent. I absolutely agree with that. The listeners have voted. It would be a shame that you would disregard those votes. I urge you to empower the IPC to be an independent board that works with the management, that you folks are to oversee that everything is fair and collaborative. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Fred Willis. I'm a listener at large and have been a supporter since 73. My son just turned 18 Monday, so that's the reason for my concern about war and something to be feared. Just one thing about Roberts. Roberts was a colonel in the military, and I'm wondering whether isn't it ironic that the Pacifica is letting itself be guided by procedures devised by a military mind? That's just a my serious question, and I'm going to end my remarks with a couple of poetic statements because I'm running for poet laureate. What is the plan to keep the previous power grab from ever happening again? I'm going to answer it. What is the plan? It may be too early for details. However, today's complaints among the board about the sluggishness in action should quicken this board to expedient and wise decisions. And a little haiku here. Substitute motions to the main motion can create local motion, which in turn yields to excess commotion, and then is heard no more. And lastly, if brevity is the soul of wit, then excessive verbiage must be the spirit of half-wit.
I want to thank the speaker for finishing in half your time. We're being very efficient.
Go ahead. Okay, my name is Lawrence Reyes, and you know, one of the things that I'm very concerned about is the process that's happening here. I mean, it really concerns me. It's better. I think the chair's doing a much better job. It's still, you know, when the elected IPC members were talking, speaking, doing their presentations, you had people passing on papers, whispering, people went outside. That's very disrespectful, in my opinion, because we sit here as listeners, sponsors, subscribers, and we sit here and we listen to all of this stuff that happens here, you know, and so I think you should accord us the same amount of respect, and you should listen to these people. Okay. And I'm not going away, I'm going to be watching you. The next thing is that there was an allegation made from this mic right here that it was management that wanted to preempt the Spanish program during the fund drive. I like that question answered. Or was it management, or was it certain powerful staff members that wanted to preempt the Spanish language program? And the other thing is that, you know, you want my time tonight? I mean, call me the time.
You're ready.
So this is an easy thing to do. although I've been on debating teams and all of that stuff, I still get jitters. Anyway, and the other thing is why hasn't this ITC gone ahead and started developing the dimension? Go ahead and start developing, you know, their vision of what they want to be as the ITC. Why isn't that? You know, they have to come here to be sanctioned. You know, you guys barely got a quorum to be elected. That's pitiful. So the fact that people voted with the ambiguous kind of ballots that were sent out, I think speaks volumes. That's what I'm telling you. Thank you.
Brother of the class of the LSB, let me congratulate you. I know you are doing a very difficult job. You are doing a very difficult job. Thank you very much. So, go right ahead. We're starting your time.
My name is
Jordan. It's very strong for me to do. I want to congratulate members of the LSD because I know you are engaged in a very difficult task. But let me plead with you today
that there must be no rush on questions of constituting.
Thank you very much. I want to plead with you that you should not, by any means, rush the constitution and the composition of the IPC for one reason. Some of my very good friends have spoken today of the need for sovereignty for those elected to the IPC, but I have not heard the language of inclusion. There is a question of history, and we all know the history of how the programming body was set up. On September 13th last year, the South Central Women and Youth Radio Collective had a very large meeting in which some of you were present. The youth who organized that meeting were working towards the establishment of a programming council because they are very, very important. Because somebody said here that those who that are not elected representatives to the programming council have not done so because of their religion. Well, what a personalistic and insulting statement to the youth and women of South Central who have been working so hard for so long. So when the set of people are not of their religion, and I'm looking for the spirit in the audience, it shows clearly that that fellow does not understand what work other people have put in. There was another big forum that was held, I think it's Chachucha, by the members of the IPC. It was very hard work that they did. Those of us who talk of affirmative action, this is an opportunity for affirmative action. Allow the collective from the community to get represented on this body. I'm therefore proposing that what the LSD should do today is to set up a committee of the LSD, not only for the programming council. I'm as interested in the facilitation of the process of composition of the programming council as I'm interested in the composition of the outreach committee. Why, how come that we are talking about IPC alone without talking about outreach? Outreach. We should discuss both. And there is no reason why this LSD should be forced under any circumstance today to move forward towards the enactment of this committee without the proper representation of all groups, of all collectives that have been busy working on the question of establishing programming council under KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Charles Plotkin. Most of you know me. Those that don't, on the air for 15 years, I've been a KPFK supporter, actually subscriber from before KPFK was actually on the air. So we've got a long history. The general manager, the program director, they need oversight and they need evaluation. That includes assistance as well as criticism and suggestions. And it's up to this body to provide that. The only way you're going to do it is have a program committee to assist yourself. I'm very frustrated. I'm an engineer. I like to see things get done. I sense a lot of frustration on the board itself. One of the first things that needs to be done in that light, in my opinion, is to get rid of Robert's rules. I don't think they apply. But I've got an email from me along that line. I've got some more ideas if you want to pursue it, get a hold of me. At any rate, you need a programming committee. I think you ought to establish it. You decide. And each faction of the listenership needs a programmer, too. And that's the part that hasn't been addressed. Certain factions of listeners are well represented in the program, and there's other factions that aren't represented at all. Jones talked about science and technology. That's just one. In the meantime, if you want to have collective, that's not a bad idea on the program council. I'm a representative of the science and technology collective, I would be happy to serve in that capacity. Anyway, good luck, I hope you get the council established today.
Thank you very much. I believe that concludes the public comment. And Jim, that is not incorporated in here, but we're going to have general discussion over this now. We're going to general for a half an hour. So I think if a board member during general discussion has a need for clarity, we might be able to seek clarity on that. All right, a point of order, David.
If a board member wants to ask somebody, can we agree that the discussion that takes place within the time allotted to each board member? If you have a minute and a half, you can do what you want with that time. Is that acceptable?
Is there any objection to that procedure? Seeing none, then when you have a minute and a half, you can actually use that to ask for clarity and get clarity. All right, now we're moving to the next. Is this Ed? You have a point. You want to speak. All right. Wait, one moment. We're now moving to agenda item IPC discussion on the board. And I'm going to... One moment. And we're going to ask... Maria to begin to speak again, kind of a staff, so that we know the order in which people are asking to speak. Okay, now just on a point of procedure, David Abelson.
So people are aware because we've had to adjust the times accordingly. Now 1:09, this discussion is scheduled for half an hour. So by the time we start, it will be 1:10. So we will be going to 1:40 on this, followed by 15 minutes of additional public comment, which will take us to 1:55. And then we have the 15 minutes to hold the election that we did. Everybody's been great about keeping time.
Yeah, I want to commend all listeners, sponsors, speakers. It was very disciplined and good. All right, we're going to go to, is this? All right, Sherman, and then we're going to the discussion.
After training, if we need that other 15 to just a public comment and adjust accordingly.
The agenda was approved with 15 minutes of public comment, so any motion to change the agenda would require 2/3 vote.
All right. Seeing no motions on the floor, we're going to go first to Ed, beginning with the discussion.
First of all, for the record, I'm completely in favor of incorporating the ITC people into the committee. There's no question in my mind, none, zero, never was. Secondly, I particularly struck by both Del and Arturo and what they were talking about in terms of actually going to the communities, and I felt that way for many, many, many years around KPFA, and actually have thought of many forums. Even though there are huge numbers of communities, there are ways of interest, of cross interest, of serious discussions on education, on civic matters, all kinds of stuff in which many different communities, sound off equally, working class class communities, that is people of color and working class. So basically, that's what I wanted to say, that the, I look forward, I signed up for both today's action. I love programming myself, but my main interest is in outreach and fulfilling the victim of what LA and our heroes do.
Thank you, Ed. Are there other hands? Well, we have a stack here. Let me just... Okay. Jane, Leslie, Harrison, and Bill. We're going to have her. And then Adam.
I'll just give up my
hand. Okay. Jane passes. Leslie. And Terry wants on the side.
Yes, I'd like to address this board as one of the folks who was intimately involved in the formation of this IPC process. I go back in the process to at least June 2002. And to this timeline, I think it's worth noting. Before I go forward, first of all, I want to thank the IPC members for coming to meeting after meeting until I could be heard from the same. Thank you all very much for coming. And I want to meanwhile, back on the timeline, I think we need to go back at least to July 21st, 2002, when we had a mass meeting on this issue, and it doesn't show up here. In November and December of 2002, we researched 6 written proposals for a program council and came to the proposal in front of us. This was not a casual or a carelessly considered process. I think the program council must be independent, and I think we can solve the problem that we've been looking at by Mr. Renteria's proposal that we establish the IPC as the core group of the Community Advisory Board, and we can involve Dele and Arturo's concerns in the Community Advisory Board as an extended IPC. I guess my time is over, but thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The first thing that I want to say concerns the what the bylaws say about the powers of the LSV with regard to programming. The Programming Council and the process that Leslie was speaking to, I was involved in also, was set up with 3 ideas in mind, that it would, maybe I could have a couple more seconds to make up for a distraction. So there were 3 things that the Program Council was envisioned to be able to do, to preview and to review programming changes and to at least recommend perhaps to set a programming policy. None of those things is within the authority of the LSV. And for that reason, if the Program Council is to perform the functions that it ought to, that it was designed to, and that it must do in order for listeners to have some significant input into programming, it cannot be under the jurisdiction of this board, because then it is restricted to the powers of the bylaws of this board with respect to programming. And for that reason, we need to get out of the way. We need to allow the Program Council to fulfill the functions that it was designed to fulfill.
Thank you. Bill Gallegos?
Yeah, I want to just agree with what people have said about the inclusion of the elected members of the Interim Program Committee, that they should be included as part of this, whatever is established. I think we should respect that vote that was done. Second thing is concerned about how we're going to include the oppressed communities of color in this. And I think we should, I don't think we're limited here by any of the
legal strictures that seem to scare away the around the LSB and the National Board. So, as I understand it, was there a, well, I guess it's a question, when the IPC was set up, was it set up with the idea that there would be mandated inclusion of people of color and women?
Yes.
Okay, I think that that should, I just want to, what I want to propose is that I think it was a 50% figure. I want to propose that that be the floor and not the ceiling. Because I think what, it is, what we're looking at is a part of really the overall transformation of the station that we're looking at to really reflect and be rooted in and have leadership from, participation from those communities. So I think let's start with this body and make sure that that happens. And that should be a very explicit decision, I think, at this board.
Jim?
Where do you see the program council fitting in to all this stuff? I mean, he set up to ask a question.
Yes, within your 1.5 minutes, go right
ahead. That question.
I read the bylaws and I see that the LSB has jurisdiction over programming. And I think that under that jurisdiction, if I were part of the programming committee you just created, I would present all of my views on how programming should proceed, how the structure should proceed. And I would like to meet with Peter Georgia and Virginia about these matters together with colleagues that are elected to the programming committee. And we should have serious discussions in order to conform with the LSB's responsibility, which is to oversee programming. It's in the bylaws. That's how I read it. Thank you very much. And Terry, you have the floor.
I just want to say that I don't think that the Interim Program Council had to wait for this body in order to start working. It's an elected body. It should have just gone ahead. And I will be submitting a proposal to the Program Council, competing with all the other proposals, simply to acknowledge the Interim Program Council as the Program Council. But not as anything more than the Program Council. It will be mandated to work with management to fulfill the LSB's responsibility with regard to a fair and collaborative manner, and it will not even be a community advisory board.
Chairman.
First, I want to acknowledge, and I did say this publicly before, that I am in favor of recognizing all the people that were elected, including the two LAB members who are no longer on the LSB. I think LSB members have to be part of this group, however, in that. But I do not think that we're at a point of having a resolution. I think we need to establish a process to come to a resolution. I think that because the LSB has the responsibility of programming oversight, I believe that the people who were elected need to be incorporated into that committee, and that we need to do the outreach that Dele and Arturo and Bill talked about, that if we're going to have a meaningful programming policy committee, we have to do the work to make it meaningful. It's not just a matter of people getting going. We can get going, but we need to start thinking in a very, very different way in terms of how we operate. And I want to see that body have some authority. Otherwise, it's like any other listener group. It's no different than, for instance, the FDNN, the Free Pacific Neighborhood Network. It's a listener group. And I strongly support the empowerment of the listeners. I was going to argue for it from the beginning and disputed Stephen Starr's original proposal.
Thank you, Chairman. Israel.
I recall at the Loyola meeting when we
heard the candidates for the IPC wouldn't go over the handout sheets, and I was distressed to see. And when I saw, when I read what I heard, real conflict there. What is the function? What is the purpose? What are the powers of this body? It was very unclear and contradictory. And one of the issues we need to resolve, we, I mean a larger sense of we, not just this board, is that we see what is the purpose, the function, the powers to enhance and improve our programming. That means some people make decisions on programming that need to be evaluation, feedback. There's a number of functions, and there's no problem in saying that the IPC, because of the elected, should continue to function, but it needs to be a clarification so that we don't have unnecessary conflicts, contradictions, and overlap in dealing with programming. There are distinct functions, distinct responsibilities, distinct powers. Again, we need to explore this together, meaning the IPC, this board, and the program director and manager. So this is the function of this body here, the LFP, should do, to undertake to get us together to go over this so that we all fulfill a reasonable function and not conflict, not contradict, not overlap, and enhance our programming overall. That can be done if we do it.
Thank you. I'm going to relinquish the chair and designate the vice chair as chair while I make comments because don't take the microphone.
Okay.
I just want to speak for a moment. A little background. The vote for the IPC occurred and was sanctioned and organized under the local advisory board. There were actually some people who came to us and said, that election is over and void and null because the agency that organized the vote, the local advisory board, had gone out of existence. Bylaws have been written. And the local station board now is mandated to begin the process of programming. I did not agree with that. Immediately I said, I want the elected people from that vote to be respected. I think it's important that we respect that vote. However, I would not support that as an independent body away from the local station board. I believe that we do have a responsibility under the bylaws and under the election of this board to keep programming to some degree a part of our board. So I would support anything that incorporates those seven electees into a programming committee of this board. I think we have the responsibility to work for the 50-50 plus. We have the responsibility for outreach, and we cannot, in a sense, dedicate or give up that responsibility to an independent body. And therefore, I would support incorporating IPC as a kind of a nucleus which can be expanded by our work and outreach. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and let's go to...
I have to
leave the chair back
to you.
Okay, thank you. I have
to chair
back.
Well, I'm giving the chair back to Don.
Fernando.
Oh, when I first heard that there were people in this station board thinking about denying the right of the letters to elect a station board, I thought we were talking for a moment about Boris Yeltsin of Russia and Adolfo Fujimori of Peru, who brought the troops to throw the members of Congress out of the work because he didn't like their positions. I fully support and respect the right of the listeners to elect their local station board, and I like to see it maintain an independence, kind of like, you know, this is a bourgeois democracy in the United States of America, let's remember for a second. And we do have some kind of a balance, checks and balances here, and that would be very, very good to have another body to do a counterpunch with some of the ideologies and ideas and like private agendas being moved in and out of this board. I fully support their independence, and I hope I can get enough votes from this station board to let that IPC maintain their independence. Furthermore, I like to say that I like to offer my assistance to the IPC in terms of doing outreach, because that I think that they are the main mouthpiece of the election sponsors in AKPFA. Thank you.
Thank you. Jane, and then David.
Two things. I'm concerned with Don's position because I think without their independence, am I not correct in assuming there are more people to be voted into the IPC that you've got to take care of your collectives and also some staff members? So if you were to just take the IPC as elected now and pull them into the this board, that's not going to work.
No, and that's not my position.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Then I would like to state that David has put something around that I would like to hear as a motion on your paper.
I want to respect the request that we not make motions and establish that until after the discussion. I'm going to raise some of the issues around it, but I'm going to wait until the appropriate time to make motions.
No, I was actually just asking to have that read.
We've
got
3
more seconds,
so if you want to... That's it.
I would prefer you to take the time.
All right, David. Well, actually, David is next on the stack,
too. I would like to use my time. I have 20 minutes.
We're
going to
limit
it.
It's the color of the
people. These other people have said what they advocate. Jane has asked to use her time, but I read this. It was her shift, or I believe it was her request, and we agreed that they could be questioned. Without any other objection, no one has an objection. I said I wanted to move at the appropriate time that the LSB recognize all members elected to the IPC today, that we request that those members already elected meet to initiate the work for which they were elected, that the LSB request that the Programming Oversight Committee meet with the members of the IPC to work out any additional details to be able to move forward and bring a motion to this board about what we will do, a formal motion and work through some of these issues at our next meeting as a motion during the committee report.
Okay, but just for clarity, you are not making that motion at this time. Okay, that motion is not on the table. David is recognized for his minutes and a half.
I feel like, I mean, some of it was said there, but first of all, Harrison said something about the IPC being able to establish policy. My understanding was that it was to recommend, to make policy recommendations. I think there are a lot of different ways to design any of these things. I personally think that program policy, ultimately mandating it, is something that would fall to this body based on my reading of the bylaw. But there are a lot of different ways to look at it, and I agree that the IPC members should be seen as a resource to look at that. I think we should leave it as an IPC, as it was intended, until this body established how to do this, because I really do think there are a lot of different ways to look at how you review programming and what are the things that work, and I think it's one of the major things that this body is going to do in the next year or two, and we should take it as something. No, that it starts immediately, and we do what the bylaws say, which is that we review periodically how it's happening, and make recommendations based on that. I personally would like to see, rather than just yet another central body that says, okay, we're responsible for review and preview, I've proposed that there should be a way where in specific subject areas, groups in the community are coming in and out, please evaluate this bit of programming, like our economic justice programming, our programming on race, racism, and white supremacy, our programming on science. So I think there's a lot of different ways to do this. There are a lot of different bodies, and we shouldn't come to any conclusion other than to ask the IPC to move forward as an IPC in the way they were elected for now.
Thank you. Leslie.
To what Dave said, I think this needs to be an independent body because I don't think that the LSB has any authority over the IPC. They were elected by listeners. We don't have any mechanism in the bylaws to have any say over that group. I think it stands and it exists as elected. As far as John's concerned about diversity and outreach, frankly, the more groups the merrier working on that project. I think there's a sore need here at KPFK, and as many people as we can get involved in that work, I think the better off we'll be. Again, I don't think that there's anything stopping the IPC from going ahead, and I would encourage its members to do so. I would like them also to go ahead with the elections of the collectors and the staff members. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Wilson.
I was going to read from something that was given to all of us to describe our job descriptions, which I can pass around so that you can read it as well. And point number 7, local station board members should ensure that station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners and communities served by the station. So we do have some oversight over programming. I'm concerned that this could turn into a point where we would be divided against ourselves, and I like Sherman's point that we have to make the programming council as powerful as it can be. And if we're divided, I don't know, I think, you know, divide and conquer, you know, we'll be conquered.
All right, now Bill is recognized.
This is just it's a more of a question. When people are talking about the collectives, are they talking about the programming collectives that currently exist, or community collectives that are separate from that? Because I'm a little bit concerned that would the programming collectives have a built-in conflict of interest because they have their own programs and their own territory to protect?
I wonder, Sherman, could you address that?
The way the station had designed it was programming collectives. However, that was never really agreed to, and has been a dispute because there are advocacy collectives. For instance, the South Central Women and Youth. There are other advocacy collectives. The Robeson Collective, I believe, is more of an advocacy collective. So, I mean, this has been very bad.
All right, we now have about 8 more minutes on this agenda item. We've had a full discussion. Is there any, there are no more on the staff. So at a certain point, you know, the chair would entertain motions around this issue. If there are some.
Can I correct?
All right, one moment, Sherman. Dave actually had his hand up, and you're up. It's Dave and then Sherman. Unless this is a process.
I wanted to correct something that was said.
All right, question.
The IPC is initially constituted with 30 to 20 other people. 7 listeners, or 1/3 of that, was who was elected. This is not an elected body at this point.
Thank you. Dave. Yes.
Okay, I'd like to move that the local station board recognize all members elected to the IPC today by whatever constituency. That the LSB requests that those members of the IPC already elected need to initiate the work for which they were elected and also consider what needs to be done to complete their roster. The LSB requests that the Programming Outreach Oversight Committee of the LSB meet with the elected members of the IPC between now and the next regularly scheduled meeting of the board to work out any additional details that require any LSB action. And that that committee bring forth a motion to the board about anything relevant, anything further that we need to do, and that would include, although I disagree, some people are saying, oh, it should be a part of that committee, that would get worked out in that motion. So I'm not saying that we're defining it, we're just asking that it move forward and that the program oversight committee come to this board at the next meeting with any motions relevant to it. So second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Dave, the chair just get clarification. You're asking for a meeting that would include the LSB program oversight meeting with the elected people from the IP.
And I just want to clarify that that means everybody who is elected from whatever constituency. So if the lab elected people, they're part of it. If any collectives, if anybody who has already been named by the respective constituency.
Including those members of the LSB who have signed up for the program. Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
So, no, I didn't understand what you said.
The LSB. Well, the LSB. The clarification I need, the LSB is establishing a program oversight committee. So they're part of that meeting.
They will meet with the IPC.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to take questions, but I'm going to take a stack. So I'm going to start recognizing people. And, I have a stack. Okay. Okay. So let's make sure. Where is Bill? Okay, good. All right, now, and Devin's on here, right? Okay, so let's begin discussion of the motion. And we'll begin with Sherman.
Dave's not on.
I'm not understanding the relationship between the IPC that you're suggesting get started immediately and the Programming Oversight Committee. Can you clarify that? It doesn't seem to be.
What I'm saying is that the program IPC has a definition, you have an election. I'm saying that we recognize that, and that anything else that we're going to do in terms of changing its relationship or establishing a relationship with this body, whether that be to fold those people into something, which I will say I disagree with, or whatever it is, that discussion happened in a committee meeting of a program outreach, a program oversight committee, and that committee comes to the board with a formed motion to be put forth in that section of the agenda at our regularly scheduled business meeting, so that all these issues are going to get worked out in committee. But we start, and they start.
To follow up with them, so real clear, when you say they start, does that mean they start to develop policy? I don't know what you mean when you say they start.
What it means is they have a mandate. It's part of the way they were created. Our mandate is to review the way things are being done. That body's going to have to make some decisions about what it wants to do. It's got a laundry basket full of stuff. They should start, and then when they meet with the program committee, they say, well, this is what we're contemplating, and this is what we want to be done. This is the relationship, and the LSB program committee will have a discussion about it and then come back with recommendations.
Okay, so they meet together. They actually meet together.
When does substitute motions come into play?
Okay, Israel. And then Leslie, then Ed.
Yeah, I need a little more clarity, too. It seems to me the IPC doesn't need our recognition for its legitimacy. The question is its function overall and its relationship to us. And for that purpose, unless I misunderstand you, Dave, I think this initial meeting should include the program director and manager. So it deals with programming overall. And the question has to do with purpose and function and relationships of the various persons or bodies. So I guess this is an initial meeting simply to explore our relationships in a harmonious, productive way. Then we need to have, we don't have to acknowledge or recognize, I'm not against it, but that's irrelevant to me. Let me just finish. All I want to say is that we need to meet with the management authority over programming and our own, to be constituted committee and the IPC to try to work out what our relationships are, what our purposes are, so we can harmonize.
So
clarity in your motion regarding this.
But I think the
Are the directors, the program director, the GM, are they defined as part of the IPC?
Yeah.
What I hope they will indeed be friendly amendment, because I strongly support his proposal. I know it's not up to you, but I hope you'll support it anyway. And that is that we recognize that this group is in fact a partial interim program council, pending further elections and pending diversity adjustments, and that this be a joint report from both bodies. That's an amendment I'm putting out there.
Clarify my motion back in there where I said that whatever they need to do to complete their roster.
Okay. As long as they're not recognized as a body.
Of course not recognized as a body.
The IPC. Okay. Okay, thank you. And okay. A joint report from both bodies, the friendly amendment.
that concludes your remarks.
Yes.
I see the motion as containing a poison pill. What you're doing is setting up a committee, conceivably in opposition to the overall oversight of this body.
Yes.
And that's right. And I'm totally against that. I think the first meeting of all meetings should be where we just voted on having 2 to 5 people of sign up on committees of the LSD being part of the committee. That's the group that was elected. I mean, I'm completely in favor of those people being part of an LSD committee. I'm not in favor of them being a separate thing. There are forces and people who want to be separate, who want to harm the force of this body, elected by huge numbers of listeners, and that is intolerable. That's not our charge. Our charge is to do that. That it not be separate, that the five of the people who have volunteered to do that be as part of the initial committee and continue with this as possible. That is the only way that this can be resolved harmoniously.
Alan?
Yeah. Ian, I essentially passed other than to say I think given the potential for a lot of hand connection, I think that the data's put forward is a pretty strong idea. Though I hear a little bit of what they're saying with Devin Munson, that I think that's a way to move forward and we'll discuss it.
Point of order, where at the end of this time, so we need to continue to debate.
Chairwoman is making a motion to extend the debate. Okay, is it seconded?
How much?
I got
2 minutes.
No. 5 minutes. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Okay, go ahead.
I'd just like to add that if the motion to extend debate passes, that this body realize that the other agenda items not get pushed later in the hour because many of us have made arrangements to leave at 2. And so if the extra business of this agenda has to go beyond 2 p.m., that it not go too much beyond 2 p.m. because then that essentially disenfranchises a bunch of us from voting on for example, the program committee, the LSD committee formation.
Okay, one further comment, David.
I'm wondering whether, since we've already had a half-hour public comment, whether the public would be willing to accept switching it so that the public comment comes back to the last item of business, which is the election of committee members to these committees. So we can do that at the end. We've already met our required amount of public comment for meetings, so if people are willing to accept that.
All right, the issue before the board is whether to extend by 5 minutes. Those in favor, signify. Well, we're going to suspend the question here. We're just going to go to the vote. All those in favor of extending 5 minutes, raise your hand. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Opposed?
What's the extending debate? 1, 2, 3.
Abstentions. Okay, we will go now until. Okay, the debate has been extended. Now, who?